Cheryl, how much higher is the rate here in San Diego?
Well, Maureen, almost one in three babies here are delivered by C-section, and that's too many. It's much higher than the federal target, which is about 24%. As our iNews source story today explains in detail, San Diego County has the highest percentage of C-sections of 23 large counties in California, those with 1,000 or more low-risk births. And that range is almost 30% for San Diego, but just under 19% for Placer County. And by the way, these aren't women at high risk of complications, likely to need a C-section. These are first-time moms at low risk with a single child in the normal head-down position. Counting C-sections just in this low-risk group can show where wide variation is greatest and lead to better and safer care for mothers and their newborns.
What might the reasons be for such a huge difference?
Well, it appears that all of our hospitals are above the target rate for C-sections, with the exception of UCSD Medical Center, which is below the target. But the biggest driver is Sharp Mary Birch Hospital, which delivers more babies than any other hospital in the entire state. Sharp's 33.8% is the 20th highest nationally among high-volume hospitals. Scripps Memorial is just behind Sharp with 33.2%. And we list all these rates on inewsource.org.
Are there certain practices that are behind these high rates in San Diego?
I've been told that there are. Numerous experts explained what influences a hospital's practices. But the key thing is how long the hospital team is willing to let a woman labor before saying, oh, time's up, we're preparing you for surgery. Newer protocols say longer labors are okay, but adoption of that as policy in some places has been slow. It's not just hospital policies, it's also the patients and their families, as well as physicians, who may be too impatient and jump to surgery too soon. Here's Dr. Thomas Moore. He's a professor of maternal-fetal medicine at UCSD, and he's studied this issue for decades. He's glad the data are now out.
We've always worried that obstetricians are in a hurry to dispose of a difficult long labor. So what we found out is that in our desire to please our mothers and families, that we may have been giving in to a misunderstanding about what normal labor is, and instead in doing these extra C-sections.
But Cheryl, what's wrong with C-sections? Why is a C-section less safe than a vaginal delivery?
Well, it's complications like infections and bleeding. Those are higher with C-sections. But patients tend to think it's the other way around, and doctors perhaps don't explain these risks to the extent they should. Here's Dr. Moore again to explain.
And I would say I hear more and more that a long vaginal delivery is dangerous, it's going to harm the baby, it's going to make the mother sick, and when, in fact, this is wrong. It is four times as common after a cesarean section or in the process of a cesarean section to have injury of intestines, bladder, tearing of uterine structures, and getting an infection. These things are very rare with a vaginal birth.
So is anything being done to lower these C-section rates?
Yes, there are widespread educational efforts underway for patients and for doctors. Sharp and Scripps both tell me they're now posting each obstetrician C-section rates in the doctor's lounges so that the entire medical staff can see their colleagues' data, and that way doctors can't say, well, my patients were sicker, if they really weren't. And additionally, many hospitals like UCSD and Scripps are utilizing the services of midwives and doulas. Those are labor coaches to relieve stress and assure the mother that the birth is proceeding normally.